tenth pasuk comes in the tefillah. The Rosh Yeshiva is choishesh for the shitas that you have to have the pasuk before the tefillah, not bederech the tefillah. So when we finish the ninth pasuk, al kein home mei lerachem rachamenu num Hashem. So I say, Ubes Iroscho Kosuf Lame, so Khartan and Bris Rishonim, I shall say, so I saw Merit to try. Then I go in years to him, the Kim and Yashem. So don't get nervous and think we're jumping or missing out because it's a bit late, so we'll miss out the whole Twitter over here and we're going to the end. We're not. Other of it, so extra psukim. And when it comes to Shoifers, there are two chashashes. One is this chashash, and the other chashash is the standard tenth pasuk, which we have in Shoifers, is Uzkatim bechatzoitzreis, v'yomsim chaschem v'adeichem v'ashei chatzoichem, Uzkatim bechatzoitzreis, alo eloseichem, alzim chashameichem, oye lochem zikon, yifnei alokeichem, ani Hashem alokeichem. So, no doubt that it comes in the Tefillah, there's another chashash. Now, where does it say shofar? It doesn't mention shofar. It says katim b'chatzotzeres, not on shofars. So we say, now, you haven't got, you've only got three psukim in the Torah which mention the word shofar. So, but there's another pasuk which Gemara says can double, can be for Malchios and for Shofars. And that is one second. Yeah. Lahibit Oven Biyakov. The raw omel b'Yisrael, Hashem and the kov imo yisruas melech boy. So that is the apostle for Malchus, yisruas melech boy. But the Gemara says that you can also use it for shofars because truas melech boy, trua is for is also shofar. The Gemara says the hedra can count for a apostle for shofars. So that is the we say the tenth apostle before the tefillah. We say lohibit oven liyakov. The Maisa, what's the pshat in the Nusach that the V'yomsim Chaskim Adeichem? So first of all, it says Uskatim. So here it says Truas Mele. Here it says Uskatim. The Choira can also be Oile. That's the Pashtas. But more than that, the Gemara Darshan's Malchus grows to Shofres from this possible. Uskatim Echatzoitzeres, the Gemara says that Shofres. So that's why Adrab, the last posse we bring is this, from which we darshan Malchus Chorinus and Shofres. She was choishesh to say this, so we say the other posse. Now let's go back to what we're doing, the Zichronus. So with Kayim Lon Hashem against the Dom Shiv Tachtonu. So the first part of the Twitter we say, and then he should remember Akedas, Akedas She'okad Avrom Obinu Es Yitzchok Menoy. And then we say Akedas Yitzchok. And as I said, what's the Shavua that we're talking about here? So first of all, you have to know. The Akedah was a very interesting Nisayan. First of all, there are two sides to the Akedah. The Ika was an Yisoyet Avraham Avinu. V'Hashem, the Yisoyet Avraham. Yes. As we said before, to the God Shmuel who told him, Aleu Le'oilo, Yitzchok, Chule, was a very big Nisoyen for him. But there was also a Nisoyen for Yitzchok. And then the Nisoyen of Yitzchok was a very interesting Nisoyen. Because Avraham Avinu got the Dvar Hashem, the Nevuah, Aleu Le'oilo. Yitzchok didn't get any Dvar Hashem. Yitzchok was going along with his father. Originally, he thought they were going to make a korban on Har Moriah. And then Yitzchok asked his father, Aye Aser. And Avraham Avinu told him, Elokim Yireh Lanu Es Aser Le'oilo B'ni. Why did he say B'ni? So Stam, he said B'ni, because, you know, my son is being, you know, Chibuv. But Rashi brings that he was Meramis to him, that you are the Oilo, you are the Sel Oilo B'ni, you are going to be the Korban. And it says before that, the Pasuk says, Vayelchu Shneem Yachdov. And then after that, Pasuk says again, Vayelchu Shneem Yachdov. Rashi says, the first time, Vayelchu Shneem Yachdov, Yitzchok went as much Cheshek to be Makriv a Korban with his father. But even, says Rashi, even after Yitzchok cut the remes that he was going to be Nishchat, Im Kolze, it says, Vayelchu Yachdov. He went with the same cheshek, didn't flinch a mashahu when he knew zeh, Rashi says lishchoit v'zeh lishochet, he's going to be shechted with the same cheshek. Now he didn't get, he just got a remez from Avraham Avinu. The Medrash says the Satan came to him and said, your father's gone b'shugah, he's fakalach, you say he's he's lost his senses. That's what the Sultan told him, he wants to shecht you, he's gone Meshugah. And that was the big nisayon for Yitzchok. And the first yisod you have over here from this nisayon of Yitzchok is Emunas Chachomim. He didn't listen to the Sultan. He knew his father was not hadn't lost it. Well, certainly his whole mind was there. V'chule, and was mekabel ad kedei kach from the God Lador that he should be shechted. So it's a meritic in his sight. Now, the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu, after the whole Maisa, when the Malach told him not to stop, and the Malach told him when he stopped, then he said to him, Al ta'aseh bo'im ma'uma, to Chazal say, the Malach told him to stop, and then he said, okay, so I won't shecht him, but let me cut him a little bit and get some dam and do Zrikas Adam on the Mizveach. The Iker of a Korban, you should know, Bichlal, the Iker of Korbanus is the Zrikas Adam. Afterwards, what you do with the Emurim or an oil, you burn the whole oil, that's not ma'akib. The Iker of a Korban is you take the Dam Hachius and you put it on the Mizbeach. That's the whole Iker of the Korban. So he wants to do that. The Malach said to him, Al ta'aseh boi ma'uma. And Chazal Darshan, Al ta'aseh ma'uma el mum. Don't even make a mum. You mustn't touch him. But then he saw the ayil, and he was makriv the ayil. And Chazal tells us, Rashi brings, that everything that he did on the ayil, when he shechted the ayil, he said, Halavai yi ratzon she'e kiru shech shechatati es Yitzchok. It was makabal the dam, kiru mikabalti es dam of Yitzchok. He did drinkas adam, kiru es Yitzchok. He was menateachin, cut it up, kiru did this to Yitzchok. And then he burnt it, kiru he did it to Yitzchok. It's what's called a tmura. You can make a tmura. A tmura is if you're makadish, you makdish an animal, say you makdish an animal for an oila, then you mustn't do this, but it works if you do it. And then you decide, no, I'm not going to be makriv this animal, I want to be makriv that animal instead of this animal. And what happens? The other animal becomes kodesh mikdusha's oila, but the first one stays with the kedusha. You can't take the kedusha off. But it's called a tmura. It's a hemshech of the first. So the ayil was a tmura of Yitzchok, and that gufa is a pele. He was potter from doing it. The Malach told him, no, stop, nothing, don't do anything. And even so, he was ad kedei kach, he wanted to be makriv Yitzchok, that he was mispalel that the isle should be kido as makriv Yitzchok. Now, after the Malach told him to stop, then says the Medrash as follows. Vayikra Avram Shema Mokim Ahu Hashem Yireh. Reb Yochan Omar Lefonov. Avraham Avinu said after the whole thing, he said to Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Elomim, B'shom Shemarta Likachno Es Yitzchok Es Yichidcho, Hoyeli Mala Hoshiv. When you told me to take Yitzchok and to be mark of him, I could have answered you and I could have drayed out of it and not done the Akeda and you couldn't have had a tain on me. What was his thing? Es molamartali kibi Yitzchok yikar lechazar. Va'achshov kachno es bincho va'leu lo'oilo. He had a stira in Nevuas. And a stira in Nevuas is a terrible stira. Why? Because the Novi knows, all the Sorin tell us, the Novi knows that the Nevuah he got was emes lamitoi. So he knew Klo ki be Yitzchok Yikore lechazara. Yitzchok's going to be Klal Yisrael. That's Klo. And then he hears clearly Haleu le'oila. So the Chorus is stira. So what could he have done? Poshe Sheva Altas. I don't know what the stira. What's the solution to the stira? There's a stira here. Yitzchok is Klal Yisrael, and Yitzchok is not married yet. If Yitzchok would have been married, Then he had a kid. It's okay, keep Yitzchok in Kosora, and now you can check the Yitzchok. But he hasn't been married yet. What happens straight after the whole parasha of the Akedah is finished? He got a besura min hashamayim that Rivka was born. So the Mefarshim say that he was so upset because he figured to himself, if I would have married off Yitzchok earlier, and he would have had a child, then I could have done the Akedah. And because I didn't marry him off, I couldn't do the Akedah. Kibi Yitzchok Kol Zora. The Rebbeinu Shem said to him, his Zivug wasn't born yet. His Zivug was only now born. You have to wait 3 years till he can marry her. She's just been born. So don't get upset. Okay. But Lemaisa, beforehand, he says, I could have tied it on you. I could have shaved al taseh. Not only is it shaved al taseh, the suffix of should he shecht Yitzchok or should he not? So pikach nefesh, you're shechting Yitzchok. So he said, pikach nefesh, it's machriya, shaved al taseh. I don't understand. I don't understand what it means. The rachamim of Avraham on Yitzchok. I don't understand what it means. All that goes into the tzadim that he could have not done the Akedah. So continues the Medrash. Now Avraham Avinu said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, V'chas v'sholem v'leosisi came. I didn't come with a taina. Elo kovashti rachamai lasis ritzoincho. That's the Loshon in our tefillah. I was kovesh my rachamim to be mekayim your rotzim. What's the pshat la'asos ritzoncho? There is such a thing as shuras hadin, ikadin. And there's lifnim mishuras hadin. He could have patted himself mishuras hadin. If he wouldn't have done the akedah, then there couldn't have been a tain on him. The Renshom said, kachno. The Maisa, before we go on, what is the solution to the stira? Who knows the solution? What was the solution to the stira? You know? What? What's the solution?
Bring him as an oiler.
Bring him up as an oiler and don't shecht him. Right. That's the solution. Haleihu, I didn't tell you to shecht him. I said, Haleihu le'oila. Bring him up as an oila, which means to be mekadishim kdushas oila, which is what he did. And Yitzchok remained with kdushas oila. And years later, when there was a famine, and everything that Yitzchok did, Yitzchok, Agav, Rabbi Yisrael, Yitzchok is the Miyased of Mesoyer. We have from, we, Klal Yisrael is built on Mesoyer. Who was the first, the Mechadish of Mesoyer? Yitzchok. What we got from Yitzchok, what we have from Yitzchok, the prime building block of Klal Yisrael that Yitzchok gave to Klal Yisrael is Mesoyer. Yitzchok tried to do everything that his father did. His father had a shita of when he went to a dangerous place with his wife, said, Achosihi. He did the same thing, Achosihi. Even though we know twice it didn't work, maybe 100 times it did work, but that we don't know, but twice it didn't work. That's what the Tata said. You go into a dangerous place, you say, Achosihi. He did the same thing with Avimelech. When Avraham Avinu, there was a famine, he went to Mitzrayim. He was going to go to Mitzrayim. Because Shmuel came and told him, you mustn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Why? Says Rashi, your Kodesh Mikdushas Oila. You cannot go to Chutz Lord. So the Akeda was Poel. Ha'aleu Le'oila was Poel. He became Kodesh Mikdushas Oila. Now, normally, this Avraham Avinu didn't understand. The Rebbe Shlomo didn't let him understand that. It wouldn't have been any Nisayan if it would just be pick him up, put him on the Mizbeach and take him down again. Well, it was a big deal. But normally, when you're Makdish an animal as an Oilo, then there's a Chiv to Shechtim. It'll be Mekabel Domoy, and Zorik to be Zorik the Dam, and Kulei Kolel Hashem, and burn it all and goes up to Hashem. This oila, the malatolin, stops. You've been maktishim. All the rest of the avodas you don't do. So they didn't know. That's why there was a nisayon. But he said when he was told this, he said I could have patterned myself, but I didn't do that. I was kovish my rachamim la sois ritzonecho. I went lifnim mishuras adin. Hashem Elokeinu. So he davened. Beshosh Yubonov Sheyitzchok, Boinli De Averus Umaisim Roim, when there's tainas on the Zera Shel Yitzchok, Tehe Niskalehem Oisom Akeda, Vetismali Alehem Rachamim. So he asked, well, he was Kovish his Rachamim, why he stopped his Rachamim, and we're asking the Rebbeinu Shlom to be Malib Rachamim. Teretz is. It's not the Nekud of Rachamim, the Nekud is Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Avraham Avinu went Lifnim Mishur Sadin. And therefore, Bishus that, he asked that Kodesh Baruch Hu should go Lifnim Mishur Sadin. By Kodesh Baruch Hu to go Lifnim Mishur Sadin, he said, Rachamim should be Kovish as Kasoi. Alpi din, we did averus, but the Bereshim should go lifnim mishur sadin, not go bidakte with us vidin. Bischus that Avraham Avinu went lifnim mishur sadin. That's the nekudis, not the nekudis rachamim. Rachamim doesn't work. Lifnim mishur sadin. The whole akeda, as far as Avraham Avinu was concerned, was completely lifnim mishur sadin. If he would not have been Mekayimin, Al Pidin, he would have been Potter. But he went Lifnim Mishur Sadin to be Mekayimin. Now, Mitzad Yitzchok, it's also Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Why? Yitzchok didn't even get a tzivui. Yitzchok hears of a Rebbe, his father telling him he's the cop. How old was Yitzchok Mishas Maisa? 36. Huh? 37. How old was Avraham Avinu? No? 137. A 37-year-old versus a 137-year-old. Who's going to win? If Yitzchok would run off, the Pashtus, okay, we don't know, but the Pashtus is Yitzchok would have run faster than Avraham and he wouldn't have caught him up. Rechoyer. You know, the Alter from Kelm says that it's a pity we have to teach Chumash to children. Because when you learnt about the Akedah when you're about 5 years old, you're a little kid, and your tati was 37 years old, Baruch, right? Strapping and strong man. So you imagine, a little kid imagines, the Akedah was a little kid with a tati, and a tati picks up a little kid and puts him on the Mizbeach. Now, how big is the Mizbeach? So you also, when you got in your brains, I'm sure, when you think of Mizbeach, the Baruch is as big as a table. Even less. How big does it have to put a 5-year-old kid on a Mizbeach? How big does it have to be? Now, you think to yourself, one second, when in the Beis HaMikdash, they were makriv cows on the Mizbeach. How big is a cow? A 3-year-old cow, right? It's pretty big. And they didn't just make makriv one. They were makriv lots and lots. On Yom Tov, it was Ayin Menorah how many they were makriv. How big was the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash? It was 10 amas high. 10 amas high. It was like a 2-story building. It was, the base was 32 by 32 amas, and the top was 28 by 28, because it goes in, right, the yasod, and then the soyveim. So it was be'erich like a 2-story building. It was as wide as half of this room. So as wide as half of this room. You have to, and if you think about it, millions of Yidden came on Yom Tov to be makriv their korbanos, Oilas Re'iyah. Everybody who came did Aliyah L'Regel had to bring one oila and Shalmei Simcha and Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, 2 shlomim. So the shlomim, they're only makriv the emurim, but the oila, they're makriv all of it. Now, first of all, for Musaf. First day Sukkos. What was the Musaf of the first day Sukkos? 13 Parim, 2 Elim, and 14 Kvosim. 14 lambs. That's a lot of meat. And it all goes onto one fire. How come it didn't get put out? The fire wasn't that big. The fire was barely this big. And they put all this meat, why did it put out the fire? Pasha should have put out the fire. Teretz is Kulei Nis. Ness was one of the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, even the Bayis Shechem had this Ness. And the fire on the Mizbeach burnt it all up. Went up incredibly fast. So how big is the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is very big. How big was the Mizbeach that Avraham Avinu built? I don't know. But it wasn't just a little tiny ASIC like we think. But the problem is, because you picture it all when you were 5 years old. Now, let's go back. Yitzhak could have run away. Would there be a tiny on him? Of course not. The person, Pikuach Nefesh. Avraham Avinu, he's right, he's wrong, whatever it is, I don't know. But there's one thing, why should I allow myself to be shechted? I wasn't told by Hashem to be shechted. Not only that, it's interesting we call it Akedah. Why is it called Akedah? Akedah means he's tying up. Yitzchok asked him to ask his father to tie up his feet and his hands so that, says the Medrash, so that he said, when the knife touches my throat, I might jump, and I might passel the shechita. So he said, tie me up very strongly, so I won't be able to jump. Now, Lu Yitzhak, he wouldn't have done that. And he would have jumped, and would have passeled the shechita. Would there be a tain on him? Who's honest? Elamai, it's vital lifni mishur sadin. To be choshish for that, vital lifni mishur sadin. So that's one reason why we call it Akedah, because that is the simon of the Lefnim Yishur Sadin. Now that's Mitzad Yitzchak. Mitzad Avram, there's an interesting Maral Diskin. He said, the Rebbeinu Shem told him, Ha'aleihu le'oila, pick him up and put him on the Mizbeach. Bikdushas oila. He said, but there's a big problem. We hold Chai Noisius Atzmoi. If you pick up a person who can walk, then you're not called picking him up. In a place, let's say, on Shabbos, where it's Osa B'Tiltul, if you carry a kid who can walk, that's mutter, because chai knows his atzma. But if he's tied up, then we don't say chai knows his atzma. So mitzad Avrom, the nekuda of akedah, is also vital. That he tied him up, and then he was mekayim the ikedin ha'alehu la'oila. If he wouldn't have been tied up, wouldn't have been ne'akad, wouldn't have been ha'alehu la'oila. Al koponim, all these protein which go into the akedah, the yisod of the akedah is lifnim mishur sadin. And the Talmud Dvoira, and there's a ritual like this, that the deem midah of Avraham Avinu is lifnim mishur sadin. Now, it says in Vayikra, Rabbah brings this medrash, and it says in the Rebbein Shalom accepted the tefillah and was nishba to be mekayim this tefillah. It was nishba to, if the when Yidden come into din, the Rebbein Shalom will remember the Akedah Sheokad Avram and be mismale aleim rachamim and hoifech isadin lerachamim. That's in Vayikra Rabbah. So that's what we're talking about in this tefillah. So now let's go back and see the tefillah first. Zochreinu b'zikaron toiv lefonecho ufogdeinu b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachmin mishmei shmei kedem lemalo lemalo mikol hadinim uzchol lonu Hashem elekeinu es habris ves hachesed ves hashvua. Why is it a chesed? Because the virtue was a b'chuyv. But he made the bris and he made the chesed and he made the shvur. Asher nishbato l'Avram avinu b'har ha-Moriah v'seira elefanecho akedo she'okad Avram avinu es Yitzchok b'noi al gabi ha-mizbeach. That was the shvur that Rabbeinu Shlomo will see it and remember the akedo. V'kov v'ashrachamov la'asos ritzoin chobelev of sholem. Avraham Avinu was kovish es rachmim to go lifnim mishur sadin. That's what it means. Ritzoin chobelev of sholem. Kein yichbishu rachamecho es kaascho mealeinu, because that's the bris and the shvur. Uvetuvcha agonul yoshuv charoin apcho miamcho miyircho milachlosecho. Mekayim lonu Hashem lekenim sadom shivtach tonu b'sayrosecho. Be mekayim what you maftiach. Alidei moshavdechum bichvedeh koma b'zochal tilo bris rishoyim asher tzeisio somer tzitzrayim nenei agoyim nius lohem lelukim ani Hashem. That was also, that is another bris. Ki zoche kol anishkocho yisatohu me'olam. You remember everything which other people have forgotten. And there's no such thing as shichecha. You remember everything. And now we're talking about the schus of Yitzchok. Lezaru hayoyim barachamim tizka. Baruch ato Hashem zoiche ha-bris. Which bris? The bris that he made to Avraham Avinu. Now, so we have a biur in the tefillah. We have a biur in what's got to do with the akedah. But Rashi says the psukim zichroinos, the psukim zichroinos, are masking the akedah. So how would the psukim zichroinos got to be masking the akedah? Teretz is, it's Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. We call it Yom Hazikaron. The Rebbeinu Shlomo remembers everything. Whether you like it or you don't, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is like everything. We could just ignore it, and forget about it, and have a nice Yom Tov, and forget the fact that Rebbeinu Shlomo is Yom Adin. You know, there's a Yom Adin on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. If you remember when the first time we showed you the Medrash, the Mishnah, which says on Pesach Nidon ala Tvua and Shavuos Peres Ilan and Sukkos Nidon ala Mayim. No, how much fuss do we make about the din of Tvua on Pesach? Nothing. We don't mention it. can say that's what it is in Yale Viyoba Viyakiya Viyroi Viyrotse Bo Zochreinu Toiva Nibrocha Lechaim. Maybe that's what we're talking about in Yale Viyoba. We don't speak it out. We don't have a whole Zichreinus on Shavuos on Pesach. Shavuos we don't talk about Peiros Oilon. And on Sukkos we have Nisuch Hamayim Beseder. We don't have a whole Zichreinus. We're Yom Tov. We're happy. We have a Yom Tov. And forget the Rishonim say the Bischus, the Mesomeh, the Simcha Hashem. That's the schus that we have a good Psak. So in Rosh Hashanah could be the same thing, but it isn't. What do? We tune in and we say, Ribbo Hashem, you are going to remember every single thing today. And we go through our whole Hakdomah. I'm not going to go inside, I'll just show you a little bit of the Hakdomah. You need to learn, there's lots of Kefal Lashonos, Lichoira, in Ato Zoicha, and it's interesting, a lot of Machlokes in the Mefarshim, what these Lashonos are. Ato Zoicha, Maise Oilam. You remember the Maisim of the world, Ufoikeid, Kol Yitzurei Kedem. What's the difference between Zuchira and Pekido? The Yitzurei Kedem. Lefanecha niglu kol talumais. Everything that's hidden is in front, is revealed in front of you. V'hamo nistaros imibreishis. What's the difference between talumas and nistaros? Ki ein shikcha livnei chiseich v'deo v'ein nisto minegid einecho. Shikcha, nisto. Ta zoiches kol ha-mifol v'gam kol ha-yitzur lo nichcha mimecho. What's the mifol? What's the yitzur? Ha'akol goloi v'yodua lefanecha Hashem elekeinu tzoyv v'omabit atzoyv kol ha'doiros. Rabbi Hashem, you look on Rosh Hashanah, you look every mice, you see what, how does it affect atzoyv kol ha'doiros. The marshal, they give a marshal, there's an oni who's starving hungry and you give him some money and he doesn't die of starvation and he's able to get married eventually and he has children. And it was all that mice that you gave him. You gave him that money that he stayed alive has a ripple effect through all the donors. Somebody's makariv somebody to Yiddishkeit, and he sets up a family, a frum family, and those children have frum, and throughout the donors, that's what called a donors. They're frum tzetzayim. It all goes back to the makariv or the rebbe or whoever it was. Who is Makariv him? The Rabbi Hashanim is done on the ripple effects of everything. And self kolados is mabel al arayin. What the Rabbi Hashanim takes into din. Behu adin lemutav, not only letoyim, also the tzad hasheni. Kisavi zechokzi currently poke kol ruach vanelfish. Nizachem aysim ramim hamem brius lein tachlis. You remember all the brius. Mereishis kozos kadon. Vala Medina is by Yomer. Rabbi Hashem paskins on the Medina. It's Ezel Acherib, Ezel Asholay. Right? Is there going to be peace in Ukraine? Ezel Acherib, Ezel Asholay. Is there going to be peace in Gaza? Or will we stop having these missiles? Ezel Acherib, Ezel Asholay. Ezel Arab, Ezel Asoiva. What's the economy going to be like in each Medina? Ubrias by Yipokedu, last year of Nechaim and Amobis, Kol Yochid by Yochid. Milo Nifkat Kayoma Zeh, Kiz Kol Kizecha Kol Yitzur Lefonecha Bo. Who's not been, is not Nifkat, means the Rebbeinu Shem Paskins, what's with him when everything comes in front of him. Maise ish ufkudosoi. The Rebbeinu Shem looks at the maisim the person does and his tafkid. Alilois mitzadeg over. What's alilois mitzadeg over? The Mefarshim say the half a minute that a person had when he went somewhere. And he may not have even done what he did. And he may not have ended up where he wanted to go. Because he missed the bus, he missed the plane, whatever it was. But even the alilois mitzadeg over. Machshavos adam. V'tachbulois adam. His machshavos and his plans. The Yitzrei Ma'alele Ish, and the Yitzer of all the Maisim that a person does, the Yitzer behind it, the Rabbeinu Shem looks. Listen, this person did this Aveira because he has a very big Yitzer. this person, even though he had such a big yetzer, was koyvish in and did a maisa mitzvah, and the yetzer comes in, the midas come in. Those who are doing Doresh Hashem, seeking Hashem, looking for Hashem, will never be nichsha, but they call me the Netzach HaLachosim Boi. So, what are we saying on Zichronus? We can't talk on the Shmaruch Hu, we're not doing what Yitzchok could have done, we're doing what Yitzchok did. We're not running away, we're not ignoring it. We're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, we know today is the Yom HaZikaron. We know today you're Yoshev Adin. We know today that you're going to look at every single thing that I did, every Maisa, Dibur, Machshava, Havamina, Yetzahara, Midas, everything is all going under your... And when we do that, it's a Kiddushu Sadin. But Etzem, when we do that, we're making ourselves into an Akedah. If you remember the first day I told you, the first time I said that Malchus Zechorus and Shofar is to make yourself into a korban. Just like on Pesach we take the wheat to make a korban, on Shavuos we take the Shnei Alechem and make a korban, Sukkos we make the water into a korban. I said we should make the Adam into a korban. That's exactly what we do. Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofar, we're making ourselves into a korban. We're putting ourselves under an MRI. The Rabbeinu Shem is looking at every single mashu of my whole life. Nothing is nistam imenu. We're completely open to our Kodesh. We are doing it ourselves. We're being makir ourselves. We didn't have to do that. But we do. That's Lifnei Mishur Sadin. So we have the same schus, just like Avram and Yitzhak went Nifni Mishur Sadin to make the Akedah. We in Zichronus can come to our Kodesh Baruch Hu and say we deserve the schus of Akedah should come for us. And not only do we say all this Hakdome here, we prove it with 10 psukim. You remember everything because we bring psukim and psukim and psukim, revenge and psukim, everything. But kakosim and sarosecho, venema, venema, direkochko kosim, venema, venema, socha, socha, revenge and psukim, everything. That is Zichronus. Zichronus is lifnim mishur sadin. Zichronus is where we go into the revenge shalom's MRI, where we're mamesh, laying ourselves on the Mizbeach Hashem, putting ourselves completely in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the fees there we can understand. There's a drasha. The pasuk says in Chusant on the Musafim or in Pinchas, all the always says Vikraftem on all the Yomim Tovim except Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says Vasisem Oyla. Every other Yom Tov says Vikraftem Oyla. On Rosh Hashanah says Vasisem Oyla. So there's a medrash that says that if you daven on Rosh Hashanah properly, then Ma'ale Ani Aleichem Keilu Asisem Es Atzmechem a Bria Chadosha. You become a Bria Chadosha on Rosh Hashanah. True, that's what we spoke about it a bit. You become a Bria Chadosha because Be'etzem, who says we're going to be able to live? Tovshin Pei Bov. So we kibiyocha we lose our cheskas chaim on Rosh Hashanah because how do we know we're going to live? So we come bria chadasha. We have be'ezra Hashem. Hopefully, we'll have a ksiva chasima toiva that will be given another year of life. So vasisem oilo keilu you made yourselves into a bria chadasha. But the Eliyahu Rabba darshans, I don't think he has a makor, but I don't know, but he brings, asisem es atzmechem oila, make yourselves into a korban oila. That's exactly what we've just talked about in Zichronus. Zichronus, and oila is kule kolel Hashem. In Zichronus we say, that I have no part to me, nothing which is I can keep in secret. You know everything. And today, on Yom HaDin, you know everything. We make ourselves into a tov and oila, a zecher of the Akedah. So that is Zichronus. So tomorrow night, Yitz Hashem, 9:30, a bit earlier, talk about shofars and the koyach of shofar, and what and how that all sums up everything into the whole picture. Right.